Well, don't you think it's about time we checked in?
Well, I suppose so. Suppose people can tell what the rumbling sound is?
We better explain. We're sitting in a compartment on the Great Northern. We are almost in Minneapolis. I think we will put a little heading on this report to you saying, hey, why don't you go to Minneapolis and this time go by train? Let's start at the beginning.
Well, the beginning's not too fascinating. I mean, you get on a train, and getting out of Chicago is never very exciting, no matter how you do it, I don't think. But this is the first time I've ever taken a train trip up along the Mississippi Palisades, and I thought that it was just beautiful all the way along. I'd never thought of the Mississippi as a particularly beautiful river before, because I've always seen it south, you know, down around Memphis, down toward New Orleans, where it's interesting. But it looked like St. Lawrence with 1,000 islands in it. I'm all for prowling the island.
Now she's saying to me, now what we have to do is rent a houseboat and go from, where would you like to start?
Oh, La Crosse.
La Crosse and go north.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we did, we got on the train, and since leaving the city is not really too exciting through train yards, you go right to the diner and have lunch. And lunch is very good. We had a salad bowl, each of us agreed on that, served in great big, heavy, old-fashioned looking pottery bowls. How am I doing?
Fine.
And you even have finger bowls. And it's done with all the flair of the traveling that you remember from the trains years ago. They haven't changed that one bit, and this I love. You look up and see Riverside going by you, and then Aurora, and then you're out in the country. And it was quite warm and heavy and cloudy when we left Chicago. By the time we got almost out to the Mississippi, it had cleared up and was quite warm and was just beautiful. And the boats, yes, but...
The train is beautifully air-conditioned. I think many people remember trains, if they haven't been on them in a long time, as being muggy and uncomfortable means of travel. And it's no longer true. A train's a beautifully air-conditioned thing. In fact, people were reaching for sweaters.
We were up in the dome at that time, and that's great fun too, to sit there in the glass dome and look at the Palisades on one side of you and the Mississippi River on the other. It's rather muddy and gurky looking when you first get in the area of Dubuque, but by the time you get to La Crosse and from there all the way to St. Paul, it is just great. And I would strongly recommend that if you have children, here would make a very nice tour. Go on up, spend a night or so in St. Paul, Minneapolis, in that area, maybe take in a ball game up there, and then get back on the train and fly and come down, or maybe even go get yourself an airline and fly back to the city of Chicago.
Fine. And you must have dinner in the dining car, of course, because there's no place else in the world that I know of that you still are automatically served 3 pats of butter with your baked potato.
Gives you an idea of the nice, quiet, luxurious feeling you get on a train. If you're a man who drives millions of miles, literally, the feeling of coming in and putting your suitcase down and then saying, I have no further responsibility until I get off. It takes all the weight off the back of your neck. It's a very nice feeling. And that's our report on, would you like to take a trip? Go by train from Chicago to
Minneapolis.
We'll see you later. Now I want you to meet Mr. Robert Haig, who is the dining steward of the Empire Builder that goes out of Chicago and all the way across the northern part of the country to Portland. Joe and I like to go out to dinner, and we've been having dinner under the supervision of Bob Haig across Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. That's kind of a traveling lunchroom, I'd say. Bob, you and Joe sort of have a little discussion here on how you do it. How do you approach this job of feeding dozens of people, keeping them all happy?
Well, it's a job at times. You got me confused right now. How do we do it? Well, we are assigned these cars with our crews. We have usually a crew of 6 in the party, working party, 3 in the kitchen, and myself as steward. And I go through every day taking reservations as we board train in Chicago, going west. This way it gives me a chance to meet the people and to set them up as 4 times for dinners, breakfast and lunch, tell them of our assignments, the way we run the train and how it is run, and as to what times we serve dinners, luncheon or dinner or breakfast. We also have on the train the little ranch car. Now, there are a lot of people that board the train or traveling, don't like to eat too heavy a meal, you know. They'll go up to the ranch car, have a snack, a hamburger, or a malt. And especially good with children, because we get children in here all the time. Big families, they'll buy these beautiful dinners, and the kids will pick, I don't like it, I want a hamburger, I want a malt, you know, one of those things. So I tell them about these little things that I have experienced on the trains, and gives them an idea of how they should plan their trip when they're with it.
Yes, I think you have a very club atmosphere, and I can see how you accomplish it, because you do get acquainted, and you get to know everybody. You know, you're aware of the people who are traveling, and you take good care of them. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a regular chef on? Is the cooking done on board?
Oh, all of our cooking is done aboard this, including our dressings. All the food is made aboard, with the exception of the pies. They are frozen and baked on the car. Your rolls, those are the pan rolls, you know, frozen pan rolls. Then we have the bacon powder biscuits. Of course, they are made aboard the train. But all of our food is prepared aboard this train.
That is just the most fascinating thing, because the meals are very gourmet kind of meals.
Yes, and I have, I'll go cross country, trip after trip. And only maybe once or twice in a trip will I get any kind of a complaint. And this is so menial. I mean, it's a complaint like, it was just a little bit overdone, or it wasn't quite well enough done. But very, very rarely. And you feed 300 people cross country and only have one or two complaints. I think this is a pretty good record, really.
Bob, how long have you been with the Great Northern?
I'm with Burlington.
I'm sorry, Burlington.
Yeah. No, this is Great Northern. You are right. No. It's the Great Northern Railroad. But I am on assignment to the Great Northern. I have been on here since the World's Fair. I went out, started over here during the World's Fair. I liked it so well, I stayed.
That's a fairly permanent assignment.
Yes. No, I enjoy it. And it's a nice train to work. And the class of people we carry makes it that much nicer. And, of course, my crews help. Make it a nice train.
I think we've had some of the very best waiters on this trip that we've ever had any place.
Oh, really?
And you're a Chicagoan, too.
Oh, yeah, and I live in Chicago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
On the north side, near Loyola University.
Well, neighbors, next time you want to take a little trip, I hope you're lucky enough to get Bob Haig and his crew. When we first got on, he said, you know, Haig, like as in Hagen. How could I ever forget? From the lovely white tablecloths to the salad bowls to the red carnation, you've done an awfully good job of taking good care of us. We thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Belair.
It's been
a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob.
Good.